Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Finish it. Go hard.
We have a liftoff.
Sports Radio 610 presents
The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
It's the 5 o'clock fire.
It is 5 o'clock. Congratulations. Hopefully you're off work. Luckily for you, old dirty show. And T-Mill, baby, making you some money a little bit later. How was that week last week when I was gone, baby?
Not good.
Damn, really?
This might be the worst stretch I've ever been on, boys.
Oh, Lord, man.
Okay. One green day last week while you were in Aruba, Ron.
I see Fridays. Red, red, canceled. Green, red, green. All right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That means we're getting back to where we need to be, starting freaking today.
Sure. Yep. I got you.
Appreciate starting the today. Confidence,
well,
bro.
Listen. Yes. Go ahead. I heard all week from my friends in Aruba. Scared money don't make money.
That's right. Yeah. You're hanging out with the right people.
Yeah. Well, one of them sure lost money. Yeah.
So, as have I.
Yeah. As have you. So hopefully it's a new week and it'll make you a little cash a little bit later on in T-Mill's best bet. So stay tuned for that. All right, Nick Chubb, that was the story for us as we entered the show. And it was the story that we were going to be following and still following. And I'll be honest with you, thought we would have it resolved by this point, but we still do not. Here is the latest. It started out earlier today that pending a physical that is passed by Nick Chubb. As we know, Nick Chubb had the broken foot last year, but before that had the catastrophic knee injury, very similar to what Tank Dell has. See if he would pass his physical. Well, the latest after that from Diana Rossini of The Athletic is that Nick Chubb has passed the Texans' physical. When do we find that out? Around 3?
Second segment of the show.
Second
like 220.
Segment. So 225 or something like that. Mm-hmm. We found that out. So we've gotten that a while ago. And up to this point, still, as I continue to check, we are not seeing any new evidence that this is made official, that he's passed the physical. And we thought that was what's going to hold up. Still haven't seen that this is made official, and
everybody's got their own schedule according to their own physical schedule.
I was
going to
say, Clint, you know this better than us, and because I think I see some people
well,
are texting.
Speak of the devil.
How about that?
Sports Radio 610, Houston Texans breaking news.
What's the breaking news, Tyler? Apparently it's...
Yeah, it's exactly what you guys are talking about. Love it when a plan comes together. This just seconds ago from Ian Rappaport. New Texans running back Nick Chubb has now passed his physical and officially signed with the Houston Texans. Sources tell Ian Rappaport the former Browns Pro Bowler has agreed to terms over the weekend, and he's getting a one-year $2.5 million deal that can be worth up to $5 million for young Chubb.
Shout out to Todd France, Athletes First, who did the deal. I don't know why I just there. But there it is. As he said, as we're talking through it, it is. Well, I was wondering, what would take this so long? What would be taking this so long, especially if, as they say here, they kind of had the agreement over the weekend.
Schedules, man. Everybody's,
yes, everybody's
on a
different schedule. That's right. So, Nick Chubb, it is now official. As you just heard Tyler break in with that, 1 year, $2.5 million that could go up to $5 million. But they have their guy, and he is in the building. And we'll see if he's there at mandatory minicamp tomorrow, but certainly should be soon. But it is official now, Clint. He is going to be a Houston Texan.
Yeah, this is a good thing, man. I like the 30,000-foot view of it is Nick Chubb. The Texans had a desperate need. I think a desperate need at the running back position beyond Joe Mixon. They needed to have somebody they trust. They needed to have somebody that's a veteran that knew how to run the rock inside and out, that knew the zone and the G schemes as well as could pass protect at any given moment. They needed somebody to take a lot of the load or some of the load at least off of Joe Mixon. And they got the best free agent that was still available in football in Nick Chubb. And, you know, again, the team being aggressive at a position of need, at a position where, you know, you are a better football team right now, and without a doubt, significantly better. Even if you get the comeback from injury, never your old self, Nick Chubb, this is still a win for the Houston Texans, man. So you get him on a 1 year prove it deal. You know, that I think that part of it tells me that, one, he's going to be as motivated as he's ever been. Two, it tells me that there's probably some kind of agreement worked out to where he, assuming he's healthy, he's going to be in the running for RB1 type of carries. It's not going to be an RB2 where you just sit around and get four or five carries
a
game.
Not like what we saw last year, the RB2.
Yeah, no. And yeah, you only surface if Joe Mixon gets injured. It doesn't seem like this would be the place for him behind Joe Mixon if that were the case in a 1 year prove it deal. And so, look, I like this Nick Chubb signing from all angles, man. There's not a. The Texans absolutely cannot lose in this Nick Chubb scenario, and they can win in a big, big way depending on where Nick Chubb can get back to. After his injury.
I wonder how soon we see a move with the other pieces of the running back room. Because from what we know, man, I mean, obviously there are other guys like, you know, British Brooks and some of the other running backs that they have around. But the main ones right now, you look at it, Joe Mixon is definitely on the team. And right now would be the starter on the depth chart. Nick Chubb, you would think, is right behind him, if they're not even. And then you get Woody Marks, who they moved up in the draft to get in the fourth round, so you know he's going nowhere, and he actually has a kind of a different skill set than maybe those other two, especially when it comes to the passing game. Dari Ogunbowale, who, like, if you, I'd wonder if you said, Frank Ross, man, you got to keep one player. You get one player to save. Mm-hmm. Who is your one player? I wouldn't be surprised if Frank Ross wouldn't say, I got to have Dari, would be my one player for all he does on special teams. And then there's Damian Pierce. And, you know, I wonder, is there a corresponding move made with somebody else? And he seems to be the one in that locker room that they make a move on. Because if Nick Chubb and Joe Mixon are on the team, Clint, you just can't be a professional punt kickoff returner. Like that can't just be your role here. They need you to be able to do something else. And I would wonder how quickly his days are numbered here. That's the other part. Mm-hmm. When you look at it, and it's just hard to see space for him.
Yeah, that's interesting. You know, if I'm trying to think back of who was, you know, who was here the year that Pep Hamilton had him running, you know, where he would have been 1,000-yard back had he finished the season. You know, is there somebody from that offensive staff or even the defensive staff that's in another place and can vouch for him, or is this going to be a true walking into a place blindly? You know the way the league is now is where if you've got coaches that have left this organization for one reason or another and they're scattered throughout the NFL, and you were a good player and a good person and a good teammate, and that we all know that Dameon Pierce is, then somebody would be jonesing to get a Dameon Pierce in their building. I just don't know if he has that guy. I do wonder after the last 2 years of I would say major disappointment in the light of Dameon Pierce. I wonder what the value is there. But you know, if there's any trade possible, or if it's is it a release? I don't know. We'll see what happens. What the spill out the spill is after Chubb gets in the running back room.
Yeah, shout out to the text line. It's our third Nick C now. Nick Caserio, Nick Cayley, and now Nick Chubb.
I'll be damned.
Three Nick C's. How about that? Do you think?
5 o'clock fire.
Also with the Texans, they've worked out cornerback Damian Arnett. If you remember that name, Damian Arnett, he was first drafted in the first round by the Raiders in 2020, but then was released the very next year. He had that video showing him making threats while he was carrying guns. He was released. The Chiefs took another shot at him because, of course, the Chiefs would in the 2021 season, but he was even too much for them. He was released shortly after, in the wake of an arrest for charges that included assault. He has been playing with the Houston Roughnecks and been playing pretty well. Aaron Wilson, who has been all over his story, covering his story. If you want to learn a little bit more of what he's been, I would check out what Aaron Wilson has put out about him, done a full cover story on him. But Clint, they brought him in to work him out. Doesn't mean that they will sign him. Wouldn't be surprised if they do. But this is a situation, Clint, where it's there's a void there missing. When Ronald Darby decided to retire a guy they went out and they got in free agency to kind of play the third corner, there is now a spot open for Arnett. And this to me is a serious kind of a situation. As I remember talking to Luke when Darby retired, saying, I think they'll be able to find somebody that can play to the level that he's playing, a veteran guy or something, before or after camp starts. And now Damon Arnett puts himself in that position where he could potentially find a spot. So this isn't as big of a long shot as I think many other, you know, UFL players get when they get a workout.
Well, I mean, he's still all of the drama and the fallout in Las Vegas happened, I mean, a short time ago. So the dude's still 28 years old. You know, he was a 2020 first rounder out of Ohio State. He's the 19th overall pick. And so, you know, it wouldn't be crazy to think that the guy straightened his life up, got out of the streets ultimately, has been taking care of himself for a couple of years, mentally and physically. And could this guy still be a low mileage player, you know, that's got some elite talent at one point in time, and there's still something in there? Absolutely. And you know, the Texans, there's an opportunity there. As you mentioned, the cornerback room is strong with the top two. But, you know, what does it look like beyond that? I know they drafted the kid out of USC, and he's playing outside. But there's clearly an opportunity there with the Texans. And, you know, I look, I'm always for these guys with this kind of story. It's had these kind of issues. If he legitimately – and everybody around him would be able to tell. That locker room with the Roughnecks, they'll be able to tell exactly, you know, has this guy really turned him around? Is he still toting around an AK in his trunk of his vehicle out in the parking lot? They'll know.
That's a real-life story, too.
Absolutely.
Because right now, after Lassiter and Stingley, it's Tremont Smith.
Love Tremont Smith. Special teams guy, though. I mean, I like
Tremont Smith and D'Angelo Ross are – your next corner.
And D'Angelo was running a little nickel defender, I think it was, and I think he had a pick, a nickel defender in OTAs, and so.
But he was the one that replaced Lassiter in those two games, the Packers kind of took advantage of him, at least that second one. Just saying, there's
an opportunity.
The Jeff Okuda role from last year, there's an opportunity for Will Arnett.
Not Arquette.
Or Damian Arnett. Yeah,
or Damon.
None of those fools.
None of those words. None of them. But Damon Arnett, all of them. So we'll see what the Texans do with him as they bring somebody else in the building ahead of mandatory mini.
5 o'clock fire.
All right, if you did miss this over the weekend, Astros, they went ahead and made the move, and they DFA'd Forrest Whitley. Once again, who got into the organization before Yuli Gurriel did, and he is now he is up out of here. The Astros picked him with a first-round pick in 2017. 2017 is when he was selected in the first round, and they are now placed him on waiver or outright released him. The 6'7 guy just could not get it going. Had so many injuries. Tommy John and made him miss two seasons in 20 and 21. Just had a lot of things in front of him that caused him not to get to this place. But he is moving on, and it is just crazy, Clint, when you look at the injuries that they had from J.P. France to Luis Garcia to Christian Javier to now Wisniewski to now Blanco to all of the guys they have had injured. And they just never got to a point that the guy who was their number one prospect to feel comfortable with him getting in on any of those injuries and making a difference on the team. And just sad, but they had to make a move there.
Yeah, man. Look, I can't believe you made it this long. I was trying to help you out, man. Keep you at least keep the studio here positive about the potential of you being an impact player and maybe pitching some meaningful outings and innings and I tried, man, but I couldn't keep the dream alive any longer.
Yeah, and then you know he had these weird injuries even this year when they were like, all right, this is it. He had that left bone bruise. Then he suffered a knee sprain that kept him out, you know, for almost a month. But then he allowed 10 earned runs across 5 1/3 innings in just 4 appearances, right? And he just didn't have it. And you know, you see it a lot in baseball. You see some guys just make it and have all the tools and aren't able to make it. And Forrest Whitley seems to fit that. We'll see if he catches on somewhere else. I'm sure somebody would mess with that talent. We'll see. He can still run it up there. Like in the times he's gotten out there, he still, you know, throws the ball really, really hard and clearly has some stuff. But the Astros had to move on. So that's the latest there. Pour one out for Pinocchio, a.k.a. Forrest Whitley. It is real. Forrest is no longer.
I'm a real boy.
A Houston Astro. Coming up, we talked a little bit about CJ tomorrow, but what about mandatory minicamp? As this thing gets started, we should see everybody in attendance starting tomorrow for the Texans. What things are you wanting to hear us talk about? What things are you wanting to hear and see from the Texans? Well,
opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Do that coming up next.
Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Cubley.
Team Hill's best bet's coming up here soon. Gonna make some money, I think.
You got room for me?
Yeah, I do.
Whoa. Yeah, there we go.
All right.
Had a decent weekend. I couldn't share with the people.
You have better luck when Clint's involved.
Better luck when Clint's involved.
Yeah. Okay.
All right, well.
Good vibes, man.
Stay tuned for that. All right, tomorrow is mandatory minicamp. Man, that means we're getting close, baby. We're getting close to this thing. That means the next time we see the Texans from here on out, the thought is everybody's supposed to be there. This is not volunteer at all anymore. This everybody should be there. You know, they had several players out for OTAs doing whatever they were, their thing where they were, maybe some injury stuff too as well. But everyone should be there starting tomorrow as minicamp starts on Tuesday. And Clint, with everybody now being there, what's on your mind? What are you thinking about bringing the people tomorrow? You all can text in. What the hell are you waiting for as OTAs are over now, mandatory minicamp start?
Well, look, I think the elephant in the room, obviously, CJ Stroud, right? Is he spinning it at any level? Is he participating in any of the throwing drills? That's just there'll be a sigh of relief if the moment that I see CJ Stroud throw one ball, we're good to go. Let's move forward. And he's got plenty of time to build up to the season. Let's that's a thing of the past, him not throwing, but I got to see it. So that right there, I mean, it's one of the biggest stories in mandatory mini camps on a national level right now. Is CJ Stroud throwing or is he not? So I think that's number one. And now today with the Chubb signing, Ron, I don't expect Chubb to be obviously participating in practice, but if Chubb is in Houston already, if he doesn't, I'd imagine he's going to leave. He's going to go back, pack his stuff, and then come back, not worry about mandatory minicamp. But it wouldn't surprise me if Chubb didn't say, hey, I'm a Texan right now. Leave me in this hotel for a couple of days. Let me come in and at least get some mental reps, stand next to CJ Stroud, stand next to the backup quarterback, and get some mental reps. That's what a lot of professionals would do. So that wouldn't surprise me if Nick Chubb did that. So a possible sighting of Nick Chubb in Texans gear, I think would be really, really cool. I'll add that to my list. And then I'm going to stay on the offensive side of the football, man. I'll tell you what I'll do. I'll jump over the defensive side of the football just for another sighting. C.J. Gardner-Johnson, we've not seen him in a Texans uniform yet, or I haven't at OTAs. So seeing him in person with this defense and kind of seeing that secondary as a whole, I'm looking forward to that. Again, I don't expect to see a ton from C.J. Gardner-Johnson. He may just be a non-participant, but be present. We'll see.
I don't know. He seems like a guy that likes to be out there.
Well, in this secondary, new defense, I do wonder if there was some kind of procedure, some kind of cleanup, some kind of reason why he hadn't been at practice so far with the squad. I would think he's a guy that would be there. But nonetheless, just the various sightings. So CJ throwing the various sightings of some of the new faces with the Texans is big. And then the rookies, talking about new faces, the young faces, Higgins and Noel. I think I'm not worried about Ariante Ursary. There's not going to be a lot you can tell from offensive line and defensive line play in a mandatory minicamp. But there are things you can see from that wide receiver's perspective. I mean, I've said it before, the two or three practices that they've had open so far, Noel, the wide receiver, the smaller of the two, the one that could have been maybe pigeonholed as a slot receiver. I'm not real sure where he fits yet, but Ron, he jumped off the field when I'm watching practice. His twitch, his change of direction, the fact that the ball just finds him throughout practice, he is very noticeable. Is Higgins that same way? I hadn't seen Higgins catch a ball yet in practice. He participated in some, but I haven't personally seen him catch a ball yet in practice. So, you know, seeing those young wide receivers is way up on my list because they're going to need him. You know, we said it before. Look, Nico Collins puts me in a spot with this team where I'm not overly concerned about wide receivers. I mean, to play opposite Nico, you don't have to be great, right? I mean, they've got the toughest one to find. They found him. Christian Kirk is going to be a great complement, but you're going to need another outside receiver. You're going to need somebody that is potentially better than a John Metchie, Xavier Hutchinson type player. And, you know, you hope that one of these young guys or both of these young guys can do that.
Yeah, someone just texted in, I want to see those rookie receivers.
Absolutely.
That's what someone texted in.
Absolutely.
Yeah, because as you said earlier, you know, Higgins is the one you're really looking at, and he didn't really, as you said, I don't know how much came his way, but he didn't really show himself to be like, can't miss him.
Well, he's the one, Ron, that I think, again, I think the fans, I mean, there's a real chance, Ron, that he is going to be a wow factor, right? Because, I mean, look, Nico's gonna get most of the targets. Christian Kirk the defense is going to funnel the ball to Christian Kirk, I think, a lot. They're going to make a conscious effort to run the ball, which, hell, they have every year that I've been here, and I don't know that it's been great ever, but they're going to make a conscious effort to establish a run. So, I mean, I don't know how many opportunities there's going to be, but when you draft a big receiver like that, and again, he's as tall as Nico, y'all, but he is rangy. His arms are longer. He's thinner. He appears to have a different play style than Nico Collins. Nico Collins plays like a 6'1 wide receiver that can do it all. This guy looks like he's great. It's a great call. More of a Mike Evans feel. More of a Devontae Adams. You know, not afraid of a little contact and the length to really be a problem. Be a definite red zone threat kind of thing. That potential is really there, and I'm anxious to see it. I think that will be. You know, if the opportunity presents itself, I think that'll be obvious in camp. Those wide receiver, DB, tight end, running back, you know, kind of things, those jump off the field when guys are targeted, when guys get opportunities. And I want to see Higgins get those opportunities so we can see what kind of, you know, what he brings to the table.
A guy that has been kind of on my mind since the season ended, and we've talked about him a few times, he was not at OTAs, which I thought was – all right, maybe there's an injury or something, but if you're just training on your own, I don't know that I love that. But I want to see where Christian Harris is.
Yeah.
Like, that is one. Like, is Christian Harris, because the last time we saw him, Clint, Christian Harris was a special teamer. That was a special teamer for Frank Ross's special teams in the playoffs. Right? I know he had the injury late. He came back. When he finally came back from whatever that injury was with the calf, he played 80% of the snaps his first week back. And then he just didn't play any defensive snaps. Very little in the playoffs. I don't know if he played any against the Chiefs. That's one where we've heard, you know, from Aziz said that D'Amico said this. D'Amico has said that that's our most talented player he's ever coached at that linebacker position. Just pure talent. And if he's healthy, ready to go, like, is he out there with the first group? Is EJ Speed out there? Like, how are they treating and viewing Christian Harris, right? And then again, like, also, Clint, is Jake Andrews still going to be the one who's running out with the starters at the center spot?
Well,
is Titus still going to be at right guard?
The O-line positioning is definitely something, right? And I think, as I said before, I think you got a real competition at left guard and center. I think you got Cam Robinson at left tackle. I think you got Titus Howard at right guard. And I think you got Blake Fisher at right tackle. Now, depending on what Ariante Ursery does, and can he maybe push Blake Fisher for that right tackle spot, we'll see. Big boy with the Patriots forever, the big one.
Trent Brown, is he black?
He is black, yes.
On lighter tone,
but I believe he is 100% black.
I don't know if he's lighter, but go ahead.
Then you definitely coming back from Aruba.
He's probably mid. Jalen Higgins is light skinned.
Yeah, not. I said lighter.
Lighter.
Yeah, lighter. Yeah.
Let's get off of that. I brought us there. It's Trent Black. Yes, it's Trent back. Yes, there we go.
But is he? What's he doing? Yeah. What's that look like? So, yeah, I think the O line is obvious. Until we prove we can protect the quarterback, the offensive line is always going to be a safe topic around these parts.
Hey, lineman, are we going to roll out there and it's just going to be a completely different five? We went to a couple of practices where. Ariante Ursery was the starting left tackle.
Mm-hmm.
Cam Robinson was the starting left tackle the time before. All right, so that is going to – are we going to start to see – because the thing you would want to see, right, is continuity right from the jump. All right, we got our five. These guys are going to go out here and be that five, and they're going to be able to play together and get reps together, right? They're probably going to be at a disadvantage to some of these other teams in the league. That already have reps with each other.
Yeah.
Are we still in the phase of learning who the five are and trying and experimenting who the five are, or do we know where we are already on that? So it should be a good first step tomorrow as mandatory minicamp gets started. All right, the news of the day. It took a while. It took us in the middle of 5 o'clock fire, but Nick Chubb is officially a Houston Texan. We'll tell you the details of that deal and what does this mean for Joe Mixon? What does this mean for him? We'll discuss that.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game.
like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way, with stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hoogly as Hugely as came in the game.
Live from the Mo Karam Injury Lawyer Studios, Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hugely.
T-Mill is looking to get back on the green train. Stay off that red train. God, dog, I'm looking at it. My God. 1-for-5 on Monday, 1-for-6 on Tuesday, 1-for-6 on Wednesday. Good. Hell.
Makes you want to vomit, doesn't it?
I almost have canceled the segment on Thursday.
I just threw up in my mouth hearing you read a bet.
4-for-5 Thursday, so that's all right. We'll get D-Mill's best bets. This is the week to jump on the train with him now. I'll make you some cash. Coming up. But after we get done here, Texans All Access will be live at 6 o'clock. Mark Vandermeer, John Harris. They will talk about the newest running back. And the newest member of the Houston Texans, Nick Chubb, what he's bringing for this Texans offense. And I'm certain we'll hear about a little bit of this from Area 45. Sean Pajani, Patrick Creighton, and Chris Santiago coming up as the best sports show at night in all of Houston. So stay tuned and listen for that. They'll come to you as soon as Texans All Access ends. And as we said here in a little bit, we'll do best bets. All right, if you missed it, this is the particulars with Nick Chubb. He has now passed his physical, according to Ian Rappaport, and has now officially signed with the Houston Texans, a source says. The former Browns Pro Bowler agreed to terms over the weekend and is getting a one-year, $2.5 million deal that could get up to $5 million with incentives. Clint, so if you're just jumping in your car, and you're here and you haven't heard the particulars, that's it. It's a 1 year, $2.5 million deal. $5 million is what it can get up to. And I know, Clint, you've said you like the deal. Most people are really excited about the deal. My thing is, what does this mean for the Texans' current starter, Joe Mixon? And when I say, what does this mean for Joe Mixon, is this a deal of Joe's like, yes, yeah, baby, I got a little help. I got somebody who can keep me fresh? Or is this a deal of, yes, we got 1A, 1B, 1A, 1A? Or potentially, hey, we'll just see who's better, and Joe Mixon could be the change of pace. Joe Mixon could be the 1B, could be the 2 in this thing. What does this mean for who we thought was their starter and their Pro Bowler last year, Joe Mixon?
Well, there's so many layers to it, right? I think... I don't know Joe Mixon personally, but I would think that there would have been a conversation that was had about kind of how we're going to work this thing.
I would think so. They respect Joe Mixon a lot.
Well, Joe and Nick. I mean, they're both veterans that are longer in the tooth, that have certain expectations that, and I'm not saying that you clear anything with either one of them more so than just communicate. And I am curious to know your question. What does that mean for Joe Mixon? I look at these two guys, and from a fan's perspective, best case scenario for me as a Texans fan is obviously you get a really, really healthy, really, really good version of Nick Chubb. And look, if I'm an offensive coordinator and I've got both of these guys, right, I would be more willing to start and run Nick Chubb downhill between the tackles and then allow Joe Mixon to be my change of pace, my third down back, my guy that can catch the ball out of the backfield, my guy that can run some routes as a running back kind of thing, and be more, it wouldn't be a thunder lightning situation more so than just a, kind of a change of pace. I do think he has a serious skill set that we haven't seen in Houston. We definitely haven't seen the best of it in Houston. So if I had to pin, you know, best case scenario, again, as a fan, not necessarily for Joe, but as a fan, how do you see this thing working out, would be Joe to be a little bit more, even though he's a punisher and he's a finisher, a guy that is used a little bit less than, let's say, your short yardage or your goal line situation, and he would be available. Last year, remember, Larry called in earlier, whether it was depth or what, like last year, Dari Agunbowale was on the field in critical situations in multiple games as a third down back, right? Now, if you take, and if you just look at it from sheer, like, ability to pass protect, size, the ability to step up and punch a linebacker in the chin and keep him off of C.J. Stroud, Joe Mixon's got a lot better chance of that than a smaller back, right? We've seen Joe Mixon in the screen game, and we saw him briefly in the pass game last year be good in those moments, keeping him fresh late in games. I think that is the best case scenario for the Houston Texans. Now, how does that sit well? How does that sit with Joe? Yeah. Splitting carries. How do they see it working out? I don't know if it's as detailed as that, and it's probably more of, hey, we just got two really good backs, and it doesn't matter who's in the game. We trust them. They can pass protect. They can run it inside. They can run it outside. They can run G schemes. They can run outside zone, inside zone. They can do it all. I don't know how detailed they're going to get, but they've definitely got options.
Yeah, listen, both of them. What, Nick's 29. And he'll be 30 in late December, and Joe Mixon's going to be 29 in the middle of camp. All right, so these are two players that are pushing the 30 thing, and so the hope is the thought of can we find a way to make these guys both major parts of the offense in the run game, and split those things. That to me seems ideal. I just got a hard time believing. You know, Nick Chubb, this is like his – that Nick Chubb is coming in to do the Damian Pierce role.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Where it's even –
no action unless Joe Mixon's hurt.
Yeah, even at his best, in his best moments of four or five carries.
Well, that's not – I mean, the Texans don't want that.
Because he could have gone somewhere better than that.
This is a move to improve the offense. The thing here for Nick Caley is, sure, they're two different skill sets. We'll see how they use them. I don't know. I'm spitting in the wind, to be honest with you. Like I think Nick Chubb would be a better downhill first down back, and I think Joe Mixon would be a little bit better in your pass protection and your more spread offense. So I don't know how they use them. But the reality of it is you got two really good backs, right? How do you use those guys to benefit the team? How do you use those guys to have a fresher back available in the fourth quarter? Whether you're having to throw the football and come from behind, or you're having to run the football and execute some level of a 4-minute offense. Like, either way, you got to have a fresh back. And we talked about it earlier. Like, I think a big reason why we didn't see Joe Mixon late in games and in 2-minute situations type stuff is because they were having to use him so much in first down, second down, and throughout a normal run of a game, that the load of knowing and studying and being up on week in, week out of the 2-minute offense was too much of a load. So you take a little bit off by allowing somebody else to do it, and they could trust Dari Agunbowale to do it. If that somebody else is now Nick Chubb, or that somebody else is now Joe Mixon, you're on to something there.
Yeah. All right, that's the latest. I'm sure you'll hear this continued coming up behind us with Texans All Access and Area 45. The big news, Nick Chubb, 1 year, $2.5 million, can get up to $5 million, is the newest Houston Texan. Let's make a little money tonight. T-Mills Best Bets, what you got for the people?
That's right. Only sports. The sports, man, not a whole lot going on, but plenty of baseball. So I got five MLB bets for you on a Monday. And I feel good about these. We're going to get off to a strong start. Fill it down in my plums. No Astros tonight. They are going to get back in action tomorrow at Daikin Park, welcoming the White Sox into town. But here are your five MLB bets for Monday night. Two Red Sox bets to kick this thing off. First time on the Red Sox, not only to be winning after five innings, that first five money line at minus 105, but I'm also on the Red Sox minus one run at plus 125 in this game as they host the Rays this evening up in Boston. Next, I got the Brewers plus a run and a half at good odds, minus 135 as they host the Braves this evening. And a couple of unders to finish this thing off. Again, if you miss anything I say, you want to see if you want to tell any of these bets, go to the Twitter at TMillRealDeal. I have it posted there. First under at Blue Jays. Blue Jays at Cardinals under 8.5 runs in that ballgame. And then a bigger number for this under, Mariners at Diamondbacks, under 9.5 in that baseball game this evening. Those are your five best bets. Do you like or hate any of those, Clinton Ryan?
I do like the Mariners deep Diamondbacks, 9.5, under 9.5. Those are, especially the Mariners, two really good pitching teams. The Red Sox, that game is the one everybody's watching tonight, is the number one prospect in baseball. Is it Roman Anthony is going to play and hit. He hit a ball almost 500 feet.
495. Wow.
97. Don't you?
Is it 97? Yeah, I'm sorry. 97. Sorry about that, Ro.
I almost rounded him right on up to five. So he goes tonight. So that would be fun. But I do that Blue Jays Cardinals. I don't know, boy. I don't know. Some of those offenses can get going there. But yeah, I like the Red Sox bets, and I like the 9.5, that under.
I think I'll jump on that Red Sox first five money line with you.
All right.
I think I'll jump on that with you, bud. Thanks.
You want a Benjamin on that one?
Always. You know it.
Let's get this money. I'm feeling a 5-for-5 start to the week.
Well, and right. I'll pass.
Come on, man.
Do your thing.
You sure?
Yep.
Come on, man. Ride with us.
I thought about it, too. I did. Clint, great job as always. Tyler, great job. Good to be back. We'll be back tomorrow. OTAs, will CJ be throwing in? Will we see Nick Chubb live? The newest Texan, Nick Chubb. You'll hear about more of that coming up behind us, Texans All Access. I am Ron. The show, as always, Houston. We love you, baby. The charges, damn. Hey, you know they try to get you. Hey, man, I didn't know the prices on stuff over there was what it was.
Were they expensive?
So we tried to be smart about it.
Aruba, by the way,
Aruba, by the way, and we will get to our guy, potentially the next Texan, Nick Chubb. Please don't be nasty with that man's last name, guys.
We got a Woody and a Chubb in the building.
We got a Woody and a Chubb in that backfield.
And the potential of getting this news on a Monday, let me tell you.
A nasty-ass joke.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the misfits, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the biggest rule breakers in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about the wildest moments, toughest lessons, and why breaking the rules might just be the key to success. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.